legendary souls. My name is Joff and I assist people raise their vibration. All right, talking about the system. I'm talking about that it's killing itself. How does that work? How is it committing suicide? Well, that's effectively what negative energy does. It wants to die. It wants to leave. And that's what the system is. The system is negative energy. It's a whole society of standards that are full of limitations and non-truths. Yeah, it's an interesting experience, experiencing the system and what it actually is. Doesn't want us to be happy, doesn't want us to be positive, doesn't want us to be ourselves. Wants us to be a certain way, wants us to surrender our power to it, wants us to be a slave to it. Yes. And how is the system dying, you say? Isn't that? That sounds a little bit crazy. Well, it's actually killing itself. And how do I know? Well, I've been aware of the system and what it actually does for maybe about 15 years right now. And it hasn't been an easy journey because a lot of people are slaves to it mentally. And they kind of surrender to the system and then it just is what it is. Oh, that's just how it is, Joff. Oh, that's just how it is. And I understand that we create our reality. So it's not just how it is. But that's the thing is that's my belief. Others are entitled to their beliefs and that's fine with me. I'm just the messenger here and take or leave anything that I say. And that's what I'm sharing here is the system is killing itself. And how? How is it killing itself? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful time right now. The raising of frequency of humanity, of the legends out there that are learning lessons, growing, evolving, becoming their best versions, remembering who they are, essentially. That's what's the main kind of component of the actual system killing itself, because in the raising of frequency, clarity just comes obvious and you kind of start to see the system for what it is and you kind of laugh. Like you watch the news now, it's crazy. You know, it's kind of crazy. Like I've been fully aware of what's going on in the system for 10 to 15 years now, I forget. But that's the thing is that the news once upon a time for me was like, oh, it's just a little bit negative. It's interesting that the news is a little bit negative. Like why? Why is everything negative? And then as time goes on, you see that it's an agenda. It's a trickery of the mind to keep you in a low vibrational frequency, to basically connect to that negative energy so that you create that negative reality. They say shit for us to tap into. And that's why the more that you distance yourself from the system, you can see the system for what it is. It's actually been killing itself for many, many, many years. You just don't know it. And in the raising of frequency, you kind of realize, you're like, hang on a second. They're really pushing this narrative right now? That's hectic. That's crazy. What? They're really pushing that narrative right now? What? That's epic. Like, people are buying that shit? Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of becoming so obvious that it kills itself from within. You know, some of the agendas are insane. They're actually insane. And people are tapping into it being like, nah, that's not on. That sort of energy is not on, you know? So yeah, like even during the Big C was a big one. Like if you look back right now at the Big C, the system wanted us to be divided. And it was so obvious. It really basically went out there to say that anyone that hasn't got the V, you've got to go for them. You've really got to gun for them. And then a lot of people, as time have gone on, you know, you've got your own mind as well. You make your own mind up. But a lot of people I've realized that actually got the V that came for the people that didn't have it. They've kind of gone back on their feeling towards it. And now they're like, oh man, I see why you didn't have it. Whereas they were told to attack the other ones. It's epic, isn't it? The way that it goes down. The system is killing itself. And that's what I'm saying with this. Is basically just being aware of the narrative of what's taking place, because the system is ultimately it's just a big pile of limitations that want us to give energy to it to keep it here. But the more that we raise in frequency and vibration, the more that we say no to it. And we're like, I see your lies. I see your mistruths. I see your limits. Because we're unlimited beings having a temporary human experience. We're actually capable of anything. And that's why when you're living in your passion, you're living in your truth, man, you can do anything. Because you're unlimited. And that's why the system has all this power, because we're unlimited. We're all such powerful beings, and we give power to their system, and their system is, yeah, had power over humanity for many, many years. And the powers that were, which is what they are, is slowly but surely leaving and dying. And that's all we've got to do. If you go to the core of this as well, all you've got to do, like you look at the movies. Look at the movies, for example. What happens in the movies? The good guy and the bad guy. The good guy goes to do what he has to do, and then he goes and saves the bad guy. He saves him. So the bad guy is out there killing everyone, and then the good guy goes and saves him. Isn't that a bit fucking crazy? Because if you put that into this experience right now with the system, the elites, the powers that were, they want us to feel bad for him? They want us to save them? No. They're going to fall on their sword. Because that's the thing, is if we were to save the system continues. You know, that bad guy, he's going to continue doing his shit. He's going to continue doing his damage. He's not going to learn, because, I don't know, there is evil that exists. And that evil is meant to teach us to stand up for ourselves. And that's where I'm going with this. Is in your own experience, you might have friends or family that basically you've got to stand up to as your kind of final bosses. You know, so if someone's telling you what to do, having power over you, limiting you from your potential, it's up to you to stand up to them and say, hey, that shit's not on. Confrontation. The system doesn't like confrontation. The system doesn't like to put out a frequency of confrontation, because the system tells you how to live. And that's why I'm here to share. I'm a messenger to empower you. I'm an empowerer. The system calls the emperor, whereas I am the empowerer. I empower you to take your power back, because you're the most powerful person in your experience. You can do anything. You can stand up to anyone. And that's why I suggest for you, if someone's having power over you, telling you how to live, how to be, you stand up to them. And what you do by doing that is you stand up for everyone. Because all you're doing by standing up for yourself is standing up to the system in the other. It's all you're doing. Everyone is beautiful. I love everyone. However, if there's a system frequency that's coming for me through someone else, I will have no choice but to stand up to it and tell it, or whatever. Tell it, walk away, whatever you got to do. That's the best way to let go, is to either go towards it and let go, or just walk away from it and let go. You know, every experience is unique. But this is why the system is killing itself, because it is making itself more and more known to us. It's become more and more obvious as you raise in frequency, as you stand up for yourself. You know, you kind of start to see the energy vampires, the energy that's coming for you. Because that's what the system is. It's a big energy vampire. You know, and that's the thing with this, is a lot of the time with this, it's not as if you have to save the system. Just walk away from it. That's all you've got to do. Because again, the system wants you to save it. But that's the thing, is that I'm sure you've given plenty of energy towards the system energy, whoever it is, or if it's actually the system. And walking away from it, you're no longer giving your pure life force energy to it. So you're just walking away from it, and it's just going to crumble more and more. And that's what's happening right now. It's limited. The system is very limited. We are unlimited. And all we've got to do is stand up for ourselves, realize our unlimited potential, and walk away. Walk away and just be you. That's it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes. So enjoy the beautiful awareness that I've shared here, and yeah, be aware of anyone in your experience that's limiting you, that's telling you what to do, that's putting you in a box, that's guilting or shaming you to put you in a lower vibrational frequency. This is all system traits, and that's why once you stand up to your final bosses, in your own experience, who could even be your parents. I don't know. Everyone's unique. Everyone's unique. All you got to do is just say, hey, this is me. Accept me for who I am. I'm not telling you what to do. Just be you. You be you with respect. That's what this experience is all about. Respect thyself, respect thy other, and just enjoy this beautiful experience. But don't take shit. That shit's not on. That shit's not on. So stand up for yourself. Stand up to the system in anyone and everyone. And always make up your own mind. As I say with everything, you know, I'm just a messenger here. Take or leave anything I say. That's what it's all about. If someone's telling you this is how it is, this is what it is, well, be aware of those motherfuckers. You know, again, whatever my message, if my message resonates with your frequency and with your being, you will feel it. You will know. If it doesn't, well, then you leave it. And that's the same with everyone. Same as with everyone. If it resonates with you, what others are saying, you take it. If it doesn't resonate, well, then you don't. Because it's your life. You are the creator of your reality. Anyway, I reckon that'll do this one here. With an open mind and an open heart, anything, and I mean anything, is possible. Peace and love to you all.